Today, we'd like to study the title of cold water in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 to 42. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 19. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. For it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. What does it mean? Question 2, in verse 22. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. What does it mean? And list examples. Last question 3, in verse 42. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. What does it mean? Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 to 8, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritan, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Here Jesus sent out the 12 disciples to preach and to heal into Israel. That is in priority and in order. First Israel, then Samaria. First Jerusalem, second Judas, third Samaria, and all of the world. Also, first God, second family, third church ministry, because our God is of order, not of confusion. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, let all things, here let all things, the work of the Holy Spirit, be done decently and in order, not in disorder. Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, or to Christ, first in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Like it's here, it's California, and to Philippines and Kenya, Bosnia, you know, and so on, and through the internet to the end of the earth. So God really wanted to save as many people as possible. And 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Here we see it's in order. So Jesus sent out his disciples first into Israel, then to Samaria, to the ends all over the world. Then verse 16, behold, look, I send you out as a sheep in the midst of the wolves. So he's a 12 disciples in the hostile world, although they are not of the world. So they are just like a sheep in the midst of the world, or they, his disciples in the hostile world. Therefore, be wiser as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Serpents the most cunning beast, serpents, is devil and Satan. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast or any animal of the field which the Lord God has made. And he, or serpent, said to the woman, or Eve, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? So the serpent tempted Eve to violate God's commandment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, he laid hold of the dragon, or Jesus laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So serpent is devil and Satan. Satan is the head of devils. So, but harmless as doves, which means the serpent was so wise to tempt Eve to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so that he harmed to make all people sinners through Adam's original sin. However, his 12 disciples should not harm people as devils rather than benefit people by preaching for eternal life and healing for healing body. Verse 17, but beware of man, for they will deliver you up to councils. Here men are hostile people and scourge you in their synagogues. So that example, disciple Paul was sent out before Sanhedrin councils in book of Acts chapter 23. Then verse 18, you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, or for Christ's sake. That example also, disciple Paul was brought before governor Felix in book of Acts 24. Also governor Festus in book of Acts chapter 25 also was brought before King Agrippa in book of Acts chapter 26, then later King Roman Emperor in church history. So disciple Paul added a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. So disciple Paul's testimony of a conversion on the road of Damascus. So his testimony is given opportunity to audience to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior for each salvation. Verse 19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. Here they accuse you like the Iranian Christian community too. So Jesus said, do not worry about how or what you should speak. Do not worry about your defense. One example, book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 1. Disciple Paul was brought up before the Judea king Agrippa. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. You are permitted to defend by yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself. Paul presented his testimony of a conversion on the road of Damascus. So also example, Stephen's defense before the high priest in the council, Sanhedrin council, in book of Acts, chapter 7. Here, please note that it does not mean you should not prepare for your message. Jesus, the focus on do not worry about your defense. Somebody accuses you. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you should answer each one. So here is to ask Colossians, you should prepare, you should know audience. So you should, our message should be seasoned with salt. Also, you should be ready to answer to audience questions. For, because it will be given to you in that hour or in that moment what you should speak. Because it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. The Spirit of your Father, or the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, so which tell you how to speak or what to speak before governs, kings, or councils. So then, verse 21, now brother will deliver our brother to death, and father his child to death, and children will rise up against to death, cause them to be put to death. So death, for example, in radical Muslim countries, ISIS, or North Korea, if one family member believes in Christ, another member delivers up him or her to death through government authority. Verse 22, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, because of Jesus' name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Upon you as a disciple, or you as a follower of Christ, others' hatred is increasing. For example, in Jewish family or community, Jewish family, which means Judaized family, community, treat you as an alien when you convert to Christian, excommunicate you from your family, community. Number two, in United States, social media, drama, sitcom, comedy, secularizing Christianity results in hatred against the fundamental Christians who believe one way to God only through Christ. Third example, in 7 year Great Tribulation to be, the Gentiles who do not obey Antichrist. So I look at the dictionary, Webb's dictionary, anti means in opposition. So it does not mean, you know, for meaning, rather than against, opposition. Antichrist meaning some people against Christ. So the Gentiles who do not obey Antichrist will be delivered up to death, or muttered. The Jews who do not obey Antichrist will be hated by others who obey him. So here, but he who endures to the end will be saved. So those who do not compromise with Antichrist will have an everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, here the world is everybody, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. Then, verse 23, when they persecute you in this city, like in Iran, Saudi Arabia, ISIS, North Korea, flee to another. For surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes, or before Christ comes. So plenty of preaching and healing throughout the cities of Israel. Here Jesus made a warning against a premature martyrdom. Before Jesus comes, you will not make the circuit all the cities of Israel. So therefore, go through unpersecuted cities as possible, as many as possible. Verse 24, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Here, the disciple versus teacher, and the servant versus master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher. Here, disciple means a follower of Christ, and a teacher, Rabbi Jesus Christ. A servant, like his master. Servant is, we are servant of Christ. Christ, master. Master means the Lord. So not only his 12 disciples, but all followers of Christ. Christian's goal is just like Jesus Christ. So here, it is enough for a disciple, he be like his teacher. So that's true, a servant like his master. So our Christian's life's goal is just like Jesus. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub. Beelzebub means a king of flies, the prince of devils, the ruler of the demons. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, basically Jesus cast out the devils, this fellow who is Jesus does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. So Pharisees accused Jesus as Beelzebub. So therefore, how much more will they, his disciples, 12 disciples, call those of his household? So which meaning? His 12 disciples will be persecuted and more. Even they call Jesus Beelzebub, so his disciples, his followers will be persecuted. Verse 26, therefore, do not fear them. So do not fear haters or people. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of a man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. Nothing, because there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Truth ultimately will be out. Verse 27, whatever I tell you in the dark, I speak in the light. Speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. Jesus made a private lesson to his disciples in the dark or in the ear. So let them, make them preach publicly to as many people as possible. Then verse 28, and do not fear those who kill the body, who are persecutors, like South Sudan, you know, only 25 people, you know, Christians were martyred, so they did not fear the persecutor. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. Simply means fear God. Verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? Copper coin, a half of a cent. So four sparrows you can buy for a 1 cent. So which meaning sparrow has a little value. Verse 29, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father's will. So God allows it, or God knows, you know, a certain sparrow falls down on the ground. Verse 30, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Nobody can count your own hairs, numbers, but God knows the numbers of your hair. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So you are more value than many sparrows or any creatures, because God sent his only begotten Son to die for us, not for sparrows, not for creatures, so for people. So you are so valuable. Verse 32, therefore, whoever confesses me before man, him I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Even in severe persecution, keep faith in Christ, and you will be saved. You will have everlasting life. Verse 33, whoever denies me before man, that example, Peter, Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. So he repented. Through his repentance, the Lord restored him to be martyred on the cross by preaching gospels and healing for Jesus' sake. Verse 34, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Why? A face against unbelief causes a sharp division or a sharp conflict among family members or community. Because the life goal is totally changed from a man-centered to Christ-centered. Verse 35, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. So enemies is a man's haters against Christians will be those of his own household. Verse 37, he who loves a father or a mother more than me is not worthy of me. The greatest command, first love God. If you love father or children more than God, your father becomes your idol, or your children might become your idol. Mark chapter 12, verse 30-31. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Then the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So first commandment, first greatest commandment, love God. So then you may love your parents, your children. Verse 38, he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Here, qualification of a disciple, Jesus said, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me or follow Jesus, Let him deny himself, number one. Number two, take up his cross daily. Number three, follow me. So that's a qualification for a disciple. Verse 39, he who finds his life will lose it. He who finds his life by compromise will lose everlasting life or eternal life. And he who loses his life for my sake, he who loses his physical life for Christ's sake by purity or martyrs, will find it, or will find everlasting life, will find eternal life. Verse 40, he who receives you receives me, because you, as his servants, are in the relationship with him as your master, Lord, master-servant relationship. So you, as a representative of the Lord, of Christ, so like an employer-employee relationship. And he who receives me, or he who receives Christ, receives him who sent me, receives God, because in Trinity God. So he who receives me, receives. He who receives Jesus, receives God the Father in the Trinity God. Verse 41, he who receives a prophet sent out by the Lord in the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. The prophet will receive a reward for the fruit of his ministry from the Lord. So which meaning the recipient also will share prophet's reward. The fruit, the Bible indicates the fruit of the Spirit, which is agape love. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit, singular, is love. Love can be described as other characteristics, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, for example, verse 4-7, love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not perfect. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity or in sin. But rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. A gift to a minister is a token of agape love. For example, the cold words somebody given to me, a minister sent out by God, that is a token of agape love. Agape love, which is the fruit of the Spirit. The gift actually is ultimate to God, to the Lord, because I am the servant of the Lord, to the Lord, through his servant, the minister. So then here, properly, and he who received a righteous man in the name of righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. 1 Corinthians, because a righteous man sent out by the Lord does so in the same way. So recipient will share righteous man's reward in heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, 12 says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So all Christians, foundation Jesus Christ. But their life first works two ways. One is the work of the Spirit, or the other one, work of the flesh. But now, if any builds on this foundation means Jesus Christ, with gold, silver, precious stones, which are the work of the Spirit, will be reserved so for rewards in heaven. But the other one, wood, hay, straw, which is the work of flesh, to be burnt with fire test. So which meaning you will have no rewards in heaven. So that kind of example, Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18, disciple Paul was imprisoned in Rome. That time disciple sent a letter to Philippians. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, so Philippian church located in Macedonia, today is the eastern northern Europe, eastern northbound Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So from beginning, so Philippian Christians, the giving certain gift to disciple, verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, so disciple went down Thessalonica in Europe, the down, you Philippian Christians sent aid once and again for my necessity. So two times they sent it. Verse 17. Not that I seek the gift. The disciple does not seek the gift, but I seek the fruit. The fruit meaning the agape love. Because the gift as a token of agape love by disciples preaching gospel to Philippians Christians. That proof that is abound to your account here, not inside Paul's account, your account, which meaning that proof is plentiful for your account, which meaning you will share the rewards in heaven abundantly, your account. Indeed, I have all and abound I am full. So indeed, so in this account, disciples said, I learned, I am content, whatever situation. So rich station, rich status, or poor status, he learned. So that's why he said, I have a whole, all, and abound, I am full. Having received from Epaphroditus, messenger, by Philippian Christians, the things sent from you, that gift a sweet-smelling aroma and acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. So here is really your gift to me. I appreciate your gift to me, but I am not seeking the gift. The gift actually the proof of spirit, so agape love. Because the gift, a token of agape, agape love. That agape love is plentiful to your account. You will receive the reward in heaven. So that's a sweet-smelling aroma offering to pleasing to God in that way. Verse 42, and whoever gives one of these little ones, one of these little ones, meaning the 12 disciples, one of these, only a cup of cold water. Cup of cold water, very little thing, you know, petty thing, but cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, disciple sent out by the Lord, assured, should I say to you, he shall by no means never lose his reward. A disciple sent out by the Lord will receive a reward for the fruit by his ministry from the Lord. Then the donor of even little thing, a cup of cold water, will share that reward in heaven. So that means Okay, let's see each question answered in verse 19. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. What does it mean? So when you preach the gospel or teach the gospel word, when you work is God's works, so when you are accused, so you don't worry about how you should defend. So because the Holy Spirit God will give the right time is the answer. That example, disciple Paul and Stephen. So question two, in verse 22, you will be hated by all for my namesake, Jesus' namesake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. What does it mean? Basically, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be hated by non-Christians. But if you keep your faith or you endure that persecution, will have eternal life, everlasting life. And this example, so I give you three examples. One is Jewish family, Judaized Jewish family case. So one person become Christian, so he is treated as an alien. He is excommunicated from family and community. Then number one example. Number two, United States social media program all secularizing Christianity. So that is the hatred against Christianity is increasing, particularly to fundamental Christians who believe only one way to God, only through Christ. So the third question, in the future, in 7 year great tribulation, who deny receiver the Satan mark, so the Gentile case shall be martyred, hated, but the Jewish people cases shall be hated by other followers of Antichrist. But in chapter 7 indicated 144,000 Jewish people will be sealed from Antichrist Christ persecution, that one. So that is a last question in verse 42. And whoever gives one of these little ones, one of these disciples, little one, only just a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall never lose his reward. What does it mean? A disciple sent out by the Lord so will receive a reward for the fruit by ministry from the Lord. Then the donor of even little thing, a cup of cold water, will share that reward in heaven with that disciple. Let's sing song all together on bulletin.